Desi, listen, the sun's shining, but you're probably very disappointed at the end of that. And look, I think it was 8 points between the sides at the very, very end. And maybe when you're looking at the scoreboard, it didn't really justify the performance that was out there today.
I'd say that's a fair reflection. Yeah, disappointed. We are a wee bit disappointed. But look, overall, you know, we're very proud of the girls. And look, we've had a great year and, you know, a very enjoyable year. And I know things didn't go right here today. And, you know, early doors, there was a few wee mistakes. And, you know, we let Galway get a bit of a lead. And then it took, you know, we weren't able to reel it back in. But look, from where we came from the start of the season to where we ended up here today in an All-Ireland final, like, we can be nothing but proud of these girls. You know, they've just totally bought into it. They've put their lives on hold and gave it their all for Donegal. We're just very proud of them.
Yeah, look, let's talk a few points in the game. Like, the first half there particularly, you had the breeze behind you. You probably were a wee bit disappointed to go 9 points down at the end of the first half.
Yeah, absolutely, in fairness to Galway, they knew that we kind of moved the ball quickly inside and they had the girls tightly marked, and then maybe, you know, our shot selection probably didn't, you know, we made a few wrong decisions. But look, at you know, we got them in at half time and we talked about that there, you know. And then up at the other end of the pitch, you know, they got the rub of the green with a couple of shots that went in, and all of a sudden then there was 6 or 7 points in it, and they were, you know, we were chasing the game. And when you start chasing the game, as you know you're probably forcing things a little bit, and the girls were probably forcing then in the first half, and you know, a couple of wides and stuff like that there. But look at this, that's the way the game with Gaelic football goes, you know. And you know, they come out in the second half, we got them settled down, and you know, we asked them to play for the jersey and give it their all, and in fairness they did it, you know.
And you have to say, what a save by Ellie McGarvey just at the end of the first half. That definitely had a bit of inspiration behind the team going on in the second half. Like, it was a bit of a turning point at the end of the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you can see the whole team lifting. But Ellie's an exceptional goalkeeper. She's just a start in her locker. You know, like, she's an outfield player that's put in goals. So she's nice and calm. She knows what to do with the ball. She doesn't panic. But, you know, she is an exceptional player. But, you know, look, I suppose more we're talking about today, but I suppose we'll refer back to the overall experience. It has been exceptional for the girls, and we're just very, very proud of them overall.
A step in the right direction in terms of the LGFA and the progression of the ladies' game.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, I was speaking on the Brendan Devaney show there during the week, and I said this is a stepping stone, and we used it as a stepping stone. Like, we had two girls there, our number of Nicole Devlin and Rebecca McLaughlin, that had never played county football at any age group up until this year, and the two of them were exceptional out there. So there's loads of girls out there, and you know, there's loads of girls probably drifting away now at this stage, you know, when they get out of minors and nothing to play for, and maybe not ready for senior football. But this is a competition now. They can bring them on another bit. You see our gang out there, how together they are. We're very disappointed and all that there. But, you know, they've come together, they've bonded, and it is an exceptional competition. And I really urge that the Ulster teams get involved, and the rest of the whole of Ireland get in behind this competition, because it is a brilliant, brilliant competition.
Well, you stand alone in Ulster, because 6 teams in Ulster competed, so, and you played in a provincial final.
Yeah.
That's probably what you want to see the rest of the rest of the teams in Ireland doing, because the other side of the draw was a group, correct me if I'm wrong, was a round robin, and maybe that's perhaps what aided Galway. Maybe they had a few better games.
Yeah, you look at Galway played, you know, look at call spade to spade all the top teams in Ireland, you know, your Corks, your Dublins, your Mayos, your Meads, you know, where we were playing in a round robin in Ulster. And not to take away from that, we've done exceptionally well, but look, every county needs to buy into this here. If they're serious about their girls coming out of minor and progressing on to senior football, look, there's some counties out there that's grand, that they get enough girls, maybe it's up with that ability to move on to senior. But for the majority of the counties, you know, that they are losing a lot of girls, and this is an acceptable, brilliant competition that if it's ran right and looked after, it'll take off, and you'll find a good few girls that'll push on to senior ranks.
Well, listen, Desi, look, you'll go up the road disappointed, but as you stated there, and you stated during the week, you've got to remember what this competition's about. You have made history today. You mightn't be going up the road with a cup, but you've brought this group of girls together, and you're taking part in a historic All-Ireland final.
Yeah. Look, it didn't work out today, but we actually did make history, because we were the first under-20 team to win an Ulster title. So, you know, And at the start of the year, if I'm honest with you, Mo, we set out our stall to win that Ulster title, and that was the focus, you know, all our sessions, you know, and this was bonus territory. Now, I'm not saying taken away from this occasion, but, you know, we set out our stall to win that Ulster title, and we won it, and then we came here today. We've trained hard for the last month to really have a cut at this. But, you know, you're disappointed, yes, on today, but not disappointed overall. You know, overall, very proud of the girls, and look at, once again, yeah, what they've achieved over the year. And, you know, please God, to push on and go back into their clubs now and have a very, very good competitive club championship. And we'll be keeping an eye on them to make sure that they're tipping along nicely.